I hope that you have noticed something different about our church. Before you go looking around, hint, you're sitting on the thing that's different. Last weekend after Mass, someone asked me, "Father, why did you put the cushions on the pews?" And I looked him right in the face and I said, "So that I can preach longer." Well, the expression on his face told me he didn't think that that was a very good idea. But besides comfort, we are hoping that the cushions on the pews will absorb a little bit of the sound here. There's lots of hard surfaces, so there's a strong echo in the church. And we're hoping that that fabric will absorb a little bit of that echo to help us all hear everything that's being said. Those of you who follow my column in the Sunday Bulletin know that I spent 4 days last week at the Divine Renovation Conference at St. Benedict's Parish in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. I was there with two other members of our leadership team, and it was a fantastic experience. It was a time for prayer, for renewal, for learning, for sharing. And I believe that our team and I experienced a true outpouring of the Holy Spirit during one of the times of prayer. On Tuesday morning, before the day began, I thought to myself, well, I should really read the gospel for Sunday's Mass so that I can begin to think about it as I'm here in prayer. And so I took out my phone and opened the Magnificat app and I read the gospel that we just heard. And I have to say that I laughed out loud. I laughed at God's sense of humor. That here I was in the midst of this huge gathering of 600 plus people from every corner of the earth, literally, with all of this wonderful music and enthusiasm and energy. And here this gospel brought me right back down to earth. That God does indeed prefer to move in silence, with things that are unassuming, quiet. God wants to move us from maintenance to mission. But he's going to do it slowly. He may be doing it begrudgingly, but he's going to do it one person at a time. If we're going to move from maintenance to mission, we have to know where we're going. It's said that if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. So over the last 2 years, we have been sharing our mission, our vision, and our purpose for this community. If you recall, Jesus gave the mission to the church before he ascended to heaven. He said, "Go and make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." That mission never changes. Some have said that it's not so much that the church has a mission, but that the mission of Jesus Christ has a church. That mission never changes. But how that mission is lived out in a particular community at a particular time is called the vision. The vision is where God is calling us to be. And we have said that our vision is that at St. Agnes and St. William of York, we are missionary disciples, motivated by the love of God. Our family invites all to discipleship through encounter with Christ. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, we worship, we serve, we grow in faith, hope, and love. And finally, we have our purpose statement. It's that short phrase. It's the main thing that always has to be the main thing. Forming a family of disciples united in Jesus Christ. I hope you've noticed that that is actually on the top of our bulletin. And it's been there probably for over a year now. And it's not there as a decoration. but to remind us that that is the most important thing, what we're trying to do, form a family of disciples united in Jesus Christ. So that's where our community is moving. But we might ask ourselves, maybe you're wondering, why do we have to do this? Why do we need to move from maintenance to mission? And the answer is that it's not my idea. It's not because I went to some conference or read some book that I found to be interesting. The answer to that question is because it's what God wants. The vision is a picture of the future. It's a picture of what we can be. It's not a linear progression. If everything stayed the same, we would wind up here in 5 years. It's a dream for what we can be, or what God is calling us to be. God wants us to be a community that impacts our neighbors, that brings people to faith in Jesus Christ, that transforms lives, and brings people into the family of the church. I laughed out loud when I read today's gospel, because I'm one of those people that wants what he wants, and I would really want it yesterday. And our technology culture doesn't help, where things are instantly available. But I think we all do that from time to time. We say, you know, God, could you hurry up on this? Would you do something here? It's that perennial question of why. And our gospel today explains the answer to that why question. It tells us that God prefers to act slowly. He prefers to act quietly. Now, I acknowledge the fact that God can break into our world. We call those miracles. They happen. They probably happen more than we realize. But his preferred method of acting is in that slow, steady way. We see this throughout salvation history, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Even in the life of Jesus himself, think about how Jesus was born into our world. He was born in the backwater, obscure part of the Roman Empire. His mother was a young girl that probably no one paid a whole lot of attention to. His foster father was from the line of David, a line that had pretty much fallen to pieces. And he lived his life not going very far from the place where he was born. The way God chose to break into our world shows us how he prefers to act, with things that don't draw attention, things that are unassuming. So when God doesn't break into our world or into our lives, we are tempted to think that he's not acting. But he is, because he's acting one person at a time, moving one heart at a time. We call this conversion. It's the way God prefers to act because it produces a greater faith, a deeper faith. So what is the application of all of this to both our lives and the life of our St. Agnes and St. William of York community? The first is that we are on a journey together from maintenance to mission. We honor the past. We honor the priests and the people who built everything that we enjoy today. We honor them. But we realize that God has a spectacular vision for the future. And that's where we need to be moving. It's not a linear progression, but rather a dynamic and an important future. Secondly, we need everyone's help. I need everyone's help. This is not a project that I can do on my own or with a few select people. I would encourage you today to pray about how God is calling you to be part of this exciting vision for the future. At the end of this conference, they invited all of the parishioners who had been volunteering to come into the church for us to acknowledge them. So there must have been upwards of 200 people who came in and they stood in the front of the sanctuary. And you know what struck me about all of those people standing there was not their number, but rather their diversity. There were high school students, young adults, elderly. There were mothers with their kids on their sides. There was a broad spectrum of people that God had called to serve. God is calling all of us. He has a role for each of us to pray in this, to play in this vision of the future, of where He wants us to be. And lastly, I'd encourage us not to worry. Not to worry when God seems to be moving slowly. When He seems to be moving slowly in our parishes and in our lives. Have confidence that He is at work because He says that He is. And God is always faithful. St. Paul to the Corinthians in the second reading today said to have courage because we walk by faith and not by sight. The road of faith is often the more difficult path, but it's the road that leads to greater trust and greater hope in God's promises. My friends, God is good all the time, and He has a vision for the future of what St. Agnes and St. William of York community can be, and the Christians that He is calling each of us to be. Have confidence, even when things seem to be moving slowly, because God is faithful.